Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Is your artist of the day. We still have a full board with people trying to get in.
Let's do keyword to cash.
Keyword to cash is yell, Y-E-L-L. Did a lot of that in my own head last night, Y-E-L-L. Text that to 72881 for your chance at $1,000. Scott is off today. We'll be back. He picks just what a peach
really
of a day
yeah.
for that one to go on a college visit.
Yeah.
But he will be back on Monday, and we will continue on for a little bit longer with your calls and your texts as we continue following just this horrible story out of Branson. A couple of my biggest pet peeves today that I've seen, some of this is directed at journalists and some of it is not. Stop calling this a crash. If I see one more thing talking about this boat crash, this was not a crash.
Yeah, it didn't crash.
This was a completely avoidable, preventable capsizing, number one. And if I see one more time that this storm popped up out of nowhere, I am taking a hostage. This storm did not pop up out of nowhere. And while I will give props to the CEO of this duck boat company for speaking to the media today, he tells two whoppers of a lie in this excerpt you're going to hear from CBS Morning News this morning. And
Can
I mean
tell us,
whoppers.
What are you hearing from your team about what went wrong?
Well, we don't know that. First of all, it is absolutely devastating, and our hearts and prayers go out to everyone that's been affected. And this business has been operating for 47 years, and we've never had an incident like this or anything close to it. To the best of our knowledge, and we don't have a lot of information right now, but there was a it was a fast-moving storm, came out of basically nowhere, as
not
it is
true.
Sort of the verbal analysis I've got.
Should the boat have been on the water, Mr. Patterson? Weren't the weather reports calling for bad weather?
Well, not at, it didn't show that. It was apparently it was moving at a higher rate of speed from what I know, and I don't know. I don't have all the details, but to answer your question, no, it shouldn't have been in the water if what happened happened.
Mr. Patterson, it's John Dickerson here. Does the boat have life jackets on it?
Yes.
And are the passengers required to wear them?
No, under law, they're not required to wear them, and usually the lake is very placid, and it's not a long tour. They go in and kind of around an island and back, and we'd had other boats in the water earlier, and it had been a very sort of calm experience up until this came very suddenly.
If the boat shouldn't have been on the water, is this the kind of thing for which the pilots or captains of the boats train and are prepared for this kind of an event?
Well, absolutely. And, again, 47 years, nothing's happened. They know the waters in the area. Our captain has 18 years of experience with us, 16 years of experience with us. So, they have a very good record. So, again, this seems to be sort of almost a micro storm effect of something that no one is expecting to happen the way that it did.
We thank you very much.
I'm going to stop him right there because, my God, if he keeps repeating that, I'm going to completely lose my gourd. There was so much warning that this was coming. Listen to meteorologist, and I just cannot applaud him enough for addressing this because a meteorologist needs to address this. J.D. Rudd says today, it is so upsetting to me to hear people say the storm at Table Rock Lake, quote, came out of nowhere. It did not. Moreover, those in charge of water activities and or duck tours need to rethink their plan when it comes to storm safety. There was plenty of time to get those boats out. And the second thing I have an issue with is him saying there have not been issues in the 47-year history of those boats. He might be able to say with a straight face that his particular company has not had issues, and I don't even know that is true. But there have been how many deaths since 1999?
39.
39 deaths since 1999. You cannot say with a straight face that these vessels have not had problems. Read the NTSB report after what happened in Arkansas.
By the way, that is on our website at KMBZ.com.
Go to KMBZ.com. You just can't say those things. So while I applaud him for facing the music and not hunkering down behind a PR company like most CEOs do, those were two really glaring, I'm going to say, lies. Those were just not facts. And then real quickly, I want to draw your attention to this quote. It's not a long tour. It's in and around an island and back. And if you've been on this tour, I want to hear from you. There was a woman who called in on middays and she said, you're coming in from like the Flint Hills because this thing is on land and then it goes on water. She said the water tour is not that long. And I remember her saying on middays, it's just around this island and back. And there is an aerial photo, Kara, mm-hmm. on one of the websites. I think we have it. I think the Star has it. It's an aerial photo of this tiny little, I wouldn't even call it an island. I don't know what you call it. It's like a little grove of trees and some grass right in the middle of this thing. And so the CEO himself says it's not a long tour. It's in and around that island and back. And if you go online, you can find pictures of this little island. You couple that with the meteorologists who are saying they had plenty of time to get those boats off the water if someone had just looked at the radar. Now, once the storm hit, did they have plenty of time?
No.
No. Once that storm hit, it was over. They had plenty of time to either not go all the way around that island or to stop and turn around if someone had just looked at the radar. We covered this all day yesterday. We kept warning people.
And the watch had been in effect coming. For that county since 11:30 in the morning.
All day,
the watch.
There had been a watch in effect. This is legally, I'm not going to talk about ethically, morally, all of those things, which are extremely important. Legally, this is gross negligence with a capital gross negligence. Let's go to Martin in Missouri. Hi, Martin. Welcome.
Hey, Dana.
Hi.
So I happen to be a local, and I'm on that lake every weekend, and I have a boat that, you know, I'm basically right by the Ducks and by the Branson Bell all the time. So here's a couple of things. Number one, it is a short cruise. However, if you look at those boats from an optical perspective in the water and you're going around them, they are ridiculously unsafe. They sit very close to the water.
They're low.
Correct. They don't take any type of waves very well. And even on a nice day, that is the roughest part of the lake, and every local knows that. Second of all, the Branson Bell was supposedly tied down. Why didn't that captain have his staff go out there and start helping that duck boat get closer to the bell and pull those people onto that boat? Because that's a really large boat. So why not pull the folks from the Ducks into that and try to save them that way?
Can you help explain, Martin, what do you mean when you say help pull them in? Like physically throw a line?
Yeah, they have mooring lines all day long that they use to pull the boat to the dock. Why not throw those out to the duck boat and try to pull it in or use it as a lifeline, tie it to the duck and have folks hang on to that line or throw them life preservers or whatever they have on the bell. I know in 2010 that the Branson Bell got stranded itself in the middle of the lake, and they then had safety measures put on that boat with smaller boats and extra life preservers, etc. So it brings up another question as to why the Branson Bell didn't help them.
Does it make you wonder, Martin, and I'm so glad you called in because I'm not familiar with that area or the duck boats. Is it, and I keep going back to this group think that everyone just doesn't think this is going to happen. I think everyone was looking at everyone else going, well, is someone doing something? And I know that some of the staff on the bell did go out and help pull people in. I just, don't understand why, if they really were out there 11, 12 minutes taking on water, why something couldn't have been done sooner. And I don't know what that something is.
Well, I mean, it brings up a lot of questions. You know, why were they out there? So you alluded to earlier, when you come off of land into the water, you can see fully the lake and how rough it is. So that captain should have known, you know what, folks, we're not going to go out there. It's an unsafe situation, unsafe environment. We're just going to turn around and seek shelter. There was plenty of time for he or she as the captain to see that happening. So, you know, that being said, Dana, I don't know. Living down there, I can only say that some of the clientele on the Branson Bell are a little questionable. So why they're grabbing their cell phones as opposed to helping out, I don't know. And my second comment to that is, why isn't the captain of the Branson Bell calling the Lake Patrol quicker to get them there, as well as, you know, calling 911 himself?
Yeah, what's interesting, I'm glad you brought that up, Martin, because in the first dispatch audio that we have, you can hear when they're calling 911, in the dispatch audio, whoever called 911, we know it wasn't anyone dining on the Bell, the response is, we're too far away. The first response they get is, can you summon someone else? And it's a little garbled, but it sounds like he says, we are 30 minutes away. And they didn't have 30 minutes. I mean, we all know that.
Yeah. Well, you know, being on that lake and seeing where it is, there's not too many locals that are close. There's a state park that's over there, as well as the dam and the chateau. So you can get there. But in that weather, it's going to take you an additional 5 minutes to get there to try to save anybody.
Do you know, is there radar on those duck boats, Martin? Have you been on them, or do you know, would they have had access to radar?
I don't think they would have access to radar, but they do have radios, and everyone on there has cell phones. Those captains have radios and cell phones, and I would think that someone at the base station in Branson would have called them and said, hey, listen, you guys need to turn around or seek shelter or head over to the state park, because the state park is right adjacent to where they enter the lake.
Hmm. Martin, so, thank you for the call. Thank you for the call, and I'm sorry. I know that if you live there and you are familiar with the area, the people, I my heart just breaks for everybody down there today. It really does, because I think that this, you know, we'll wait for the NTSB report. I think that this is going to be a wholly avoidable and preventable catastrophe. I do. 576-7798. If you would like to weigh in, you can text me at 22980. You are listening to Dana and Parks. Hey, whether you have a small office gathering, you want to do a girls' night out like we did last night, or a birthday, a special event, have Jasper cook for you. One of the things I love about Jasper's is the dine-in experience is one of the best you will ever have, hands down, in Kansas City. But if you need something quick for, like, I don't know, a swim banquet, or if you've got a team dinner coming up once school starts, have Jasper cook for you. I have moms ask me about that all the time. You call the number, order two trays of pasta, one with red sauce, one with white sauce. It comes in that little tinfoil pan. There's no mess. There will be no leftovers. I can promise you that. You can do salad, breadsticks, and pasta for those kids, and it is so easy, it's affordable, and there isn't a single shred of mess left over when those kids are done eating. It's absolutely my go-to thing to do when we need to cook for a large number of people. Jasper would love to cook for you. Summer menu is in full swing. Yes, Tableside Mozzarella Theater, one of the only places in the world you will find that, is back tableside at Jasper's. 816-941-6600, 816-941-6600, or jasperskc.com. Welcome back to Dana and Parks. Scott will be back on Monday. Your keyword to cash this hour is yell, Y-E-L-L. Oh, do I want to yell today? Text that to 72881 for your chance at $1,000. I've got a couple of updates to read to you, and then we will get right to your calls. Hang on, Patrick. You have been very patient. From the Springfield News Leader, quote, there's Jay Edwards. God spared my child. That is a quote. God spared my child from mother of Branson duck boat survivor. And what I'm about to tell you is going to become very important in this investigation, I believe. Her name is Mandy Keller. She says she spent Thursday night frantically calling police stations and sheriff's offices. She was home in Texas, but her 15-year-old daughter Jillian was among the 31 people on board the Ride the Ducks amphibious tour vessel that went down. Her daughter survived. No serious injuries. Quoting here from Keller, I feel fortunate. God spared my child, and she is coming home alive and not in a body bag. Keller said Jillian was visiting Branson with her father and his family. They are now all ready to go home. She said her daughter and ex-husband reported the vessel began to sink in the stormy conditions, and occupants were briefly trapped under the duck's canopy. This is the important part, because we know the NTSB has said that those canopies are death traps. Eventually, one of the duck boat operators was able to release the canopy, and people swam toward the surface. So think about that. The canopy was only released after the boat had gone
under. All the way down, yeah.
I'm going to read it again. Eventually, she says, one of the duck boat operators was able to release the canopy, and people swam toward the surface. Keller said her ex-husband reported it took all of his strength to swim to the surface because the sinking vessel was sucking people downward.
Yeah, that's what happens. Water.
I mean, you've seen the Titanic. Not to make that comparison, but there's a suction when that boat goes down.
As soon as that boat goes down, we've got to get as far away from this as we can.
Yep. Ex-husband said it took all of his strength to swim toward the surface because the sinking vessel sucked people down. Listen to this. Keller said she was told people aboard the vessel were not wearing life jackets. She said her daughter and ex-husband swam to the surface. My daughter said she thought she was dead. Then they swam to a nearby restaurant where people helped them out of the water, except those who were too busy taping the incident and posting it to Facebook. Don't ask me to apologize for that because I'm still mad.
She didn't say that.
All right, maybe I did. Let's go to Patrick in Olathe. Hi, Patrick. Hi, Patrick. Go ahead. Thank you for your patience. Hi, please go ahead.
No, that's what they have Bluetooth for.
Thank you so much. Go ahead.
I just wanted to weigh in. Yesterday, I grew up out there. I lived out there. Well, didn't grow up. I lived out there 4 or 5 years. And I went down every other weekend growing up as a kid. I originally moved back about 3 and a half years ago.
Okay.
My mom lives down there full time. My kids are actually down there for the summer. And they were at Silver Dollar City yesterday when this storm started coming in. And they were riding roller coasters and all that other stuff. And my mom asked the managers, I should say, if they were going to close the park down because she saw all these clouds start rolling in. And it took them about 10 minutes or so. And then they finally shut the park down because the winds just got too high for all the people on the roller coasters and everything. And then she said that she was driving home. And she went by Chateau on the Lake just to see it. And she was there at 7 o'clock when that boat went down.
Hmm.
So, and when I lived out there, I worked out there. I worked on the lake. I worked for Rick's Boat Lifts. I welded boat lifts and then welded them to docks and stuff like that. That water can get really, really choppy, especially right there by Chateau on the Lake. Again, I know a lot of other callers said that because it's right there by the dam and everything.
Yeah.
But that's also where they shoot off the fireworks, too. It gets pretty choppy out there.
Hey, Patrick, thank you for the call. Tony Bruce, please hang on. We will get to your call straight ahead after we break for the news. I am going to post that article from the account we are now hearing from one of the survivors. It is from the Springfield News Leader. And I will post that on our Facebook page right now. Time now to get to Kara Marxer with the news.
And the Ride the Ducks company in Branson has stopped operating while the investigation's underway. More next. 3:32 in Kansas City from the KMBZ newsroom. I'm Kara Marxer. After 17 people died when a duck boat capsized on Table Rock Lake last night, Ride the Ducks Branson has shut down. The company website now has a black ribbon and a post that says, quote, "This incident has deeply affected all of us. Words cannot convey how profoundly our hearts are breaking. We will continue to do all we can to assist the families who were involved." They say they'll be closed while the investigation is underway. Campaigning in Kansas, Senator Bernie Sanders and Democratic congressional candidate Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez rallying Democrats ahead of the August 7th primaries. Ocasio-Cortez calling on everyday people to reclaim the soul of the nation.
I am so proud of everyone who is here in this room today, because you are carrying the candle of hope for this country. Thank you.
There was a rally for James Thompson running for the congressional district that includes Wichita. We'll check traffic and weather together next.
Partly cloudy conditions for the rest of today here in Kansas City. Boundary close to us that may help to trigger a stray shower or storm. High temperature reaching the low 90s. And then clearing conditions for tonight are low into the upper 60s. Large area of high pressure taken on over and extremely quiet weather moving in. Mostly sunny on Saturday, the high upper 80s. Back to the upper 80s with abundant sunshine Sunday and scattered cloudiness in upper 80s on Monday. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Naramore, KMBZ Weather.
We do have some light rain falling across the area. Right now it is 85 in Lee's Summit, 71 where it's raining in Olathe, 81 at your official weather station. KMBZ is now on radio.com. Download the app and take us everywhere you go. Kara Markser, News 98.1 KMBZ.
I recall a lot of smoking. I wanna lose a couple days. We probably never struggle coping, but I never want to.
Welcome back to Dana and Parks. Scott will be back on Monday. Your keyword to cash this hour is YELL, Y-E-L-L. Text that to 72881 in our nationwide contest for your chance at $1,000. Data and standard stuff applies. The Kansas City Star is reporting that out of the 17 people who died on the Ride the Ducks attraction last night in Branson, nine of the victims were from the same family. Let's go to Bruce in Kansas City. Hi, Bruce. Go ahead.
Yes. I'm sorry about the tragedy. It's really bad. I just came back from the vacation up north. I went to Wisconsin Dells. I took my first duck ride at 73 years old. Mm-hmm. Never did it before. And I went on a boat ride in the Northern Dells. And I went to Voyageurs National Park for 5 days. I went on three canoe rides. I took my own kayak. So I went on two kayak boat rides. Went on two boat rides. And then I went to Voyageurs National Park and went out on Lake Superior. And there was a man there laughing at me for wearing my own life jacket. I wore my life jacket every time I went out because I'm not a good swimmer. Yeah. And I don't want to die. And he was laughing at me. I said, what are you going to do?
Yeah, right. And you know what he would do, Bruce? He would grab onto you for dear life is what he would do.
Well, I'd get away from him.
I bet you would.
They'd be skirt, and there were kids driving the duck that were 19 and 20 years old.
Yeah.
And they had no experience of any sort at all. The guy driving the boat out to Lake Superior was 76 years old, or 67 years old, and he was very experienced and knew what he was doing.
Yeah, you know, Bruce, you bring up a really interesting point about the life jackets, and I did want to get to that today because there are people who look at the life jackets in one of two ways. Certainly the NTSB has weighed in about life jackets when you are in an enclosed tomb like the Ride the Ducks amphibious vehicles. I mean, it is a coffin. There is a canopy that one of the witnesses is now saying was not removed until the boat was almost submerged or submerged. And the NTSB said in the 1999 accident in Arkansas, 13 people died. Seven of the bodies were found inside. Some of them, if not all of those victims, were wearing life jackets. And what happens when you go down in a tomb wearing a life jacket? They found them at the top. They found them at the top inside of that tomb. And one of the things I asked Rod off the air, because we've asked, if you're a bystander, what do you do? And we know that some people did nothing and some people helped. What do you do if you're on that thing? Because the only way I see to save yourself, to save your family, the only thing I can see that would save you, and even then it's a maybe, is if you had a life jacket on and managed to throw yourself out of that boat, far away from that boat. Because once that vessel starts going down with a closed canopy, if you've never seen one of these things, picture a school bus in the water, because that's what it looks like. They're painted white, but it looks like a school bus in the water. Let's go to Tony in the Northland. Thank you for your patience. Hi, Tony.
Hi, Dana. How are you today?
Hi. I wish we were talking about something better today, but I'm okay. Thanks for calling.
I tell you what, the more I just heard your update, and I think we're going to hear more tragic news from this as the time goes on, because these people are down here on vacation, having the time of their life. Probably the duck might have been the highlight of the trip, and then look what happens. But I'm calling regarding, I think it was three callers ago, and about the issue of helping the others. I could just see that video, and as a boater, I'm sure that captain was doing everything he could to maintain control and try and get that thing ashore.
Yeah.
And I don't know how anybody could expect someone to go out in that weather, like he was saying, throw lines from the bell. How would you do that in that weather? That wind was 70 miles an hour. You can hardly stand up in that kind of weather.
You know, one witness says, Tony, they were only 100 feet from shore, and that kind of goes back to my my assertion that I really believe before that boat went down, maybe the only thing that could have saved the 17 who died would have been to get off the boat. But your human nature, your fight or flight, I think, especially with this whole group think that we've been talking about,
right?
Until the first person jumps overboard or the captain says, get off the boat, this is going down, get off the boat. You need someone to do it first. Does that make sense?
That makes total sense.
And I am stunned that any of these victims were found without life jackets on, because let's say they had 11 minutes. By some estimates, they had 11 minutes they were taken on water. In that 11 minutes, wouldn't you be scrambling to put a life jacket on you and your loved ones to make sure you had some level of protection?
Absolutely. Regardless of what the captain was saying or doing, that would be the first thing. I agree, but it's sad. It's amazing, actually. I can't believe it, really.
You know, I've always said, Tony, sometimes, and I told my children this today, sometimes the thing that feels like the wrong thing to do is the thing that's going to save you. And I am not equating this to 9/11. Don't think for a second I am. But you remember there were people who stayed inside those buildings because there was an announcement over the loudspeaker. Remember, they said, stay inside, stay where you are. And they've interviewed survivors over the years, and the kind of take charge personalities in that building. And the take charge personality said, screw you, intercom guy, telling us to stay here. I'm grabbing my stuff and getting out. And I'm sure that felt like the wrong thing to do at the time. But how many people survived because they got out when everybody else said, let's hunker down? And I wonder in this boat catastrophe what I would do, because you would feel like when you're in a car, some measure of protection because you are in this enclosed thing. When I think in reality, the safest thing to do at the very last moment before that thing went down was probably to grab a life jacket and jump. Thank God I will never know. Because if you think you're going to be able to ride one of these things again, think again. This is going to be the end of the amphibious duck thing. And I'll just tell you right now, here in Boston, in Philly, it's over. It's over. Let's go to Becky in Richmond. Hi, Becky.
Hi, hon.
Hi.
Okay, let me explain. My husband drove towboats for a living.
Okay.
To get that license, he had to not only know radar, but he also had to know GPS. There was another one that this came from the owner. If you see lightning, everybody get down below, because lightning can strike you from 5 miles away. If you think of when you're at a park somewhere and they have roller coasters, if they see lightning, they stop all rides and you have to get off and go somewhere that's indoors.
Yeah. Hey, Becky, it's a good point. And if you're a boating person, I'd love to hear from you on this. Is there a warning system for boats like there is on a golf course? Like, we have an all call. It is a loud, piercing, horrifying sound that alerts everybody there's bad weather, get in. Or is that just up to each individual boat rider, company owner? And if there isn't some kind of all call, shouldn't there be? Like, hey, by the way, the storm's coming. I had to laugh at this quote from a duck boat company operating out of Mobile, Alabama. They are seeking to distance themselves from the Missouri incident today, saying, quote, "We operate in a different world from Missouri." Okay. Keep telling yourself that, Mobile, Alabama, because I'm telling you, the day of the duck boat tour is over starting today. 576-7798. You can text us at 22980. Your keyword to cash this hour is YELL, YELL. You are listening to Dana and Parks. John,
you must have seen
her. I mentioned that it was just released that 9 members of one family are among the dead of the 17 dead in the mass casualty incident in Branson overnight.
9 members of one family.
9 members
that
of one
is,
family. It's
that is tragic.
It's devastating. They are 9 of 11 members who were on board. And 2 survived. And there's this sweetest photo of the family. And I'm looking, Indianapolis TV has the photo. They haven't released the names yet. I'm not going to do that, but yes. And they appear to range in age from, you know, Rod, very, very young, all the way up to parents and what looked to be grandparents.
Ugh.
in that photo. 576-7798.
Oh, that just turns my stomach, man.
Yeah, just unbelievable. Let's go to TJ in Blue Springs. Hi, TJ.
Hello.
Hi, thank you for holding. Go ahead.
Yeah, me and my wife were actually on the same tour just a few years ago, and I actually mentioned to her when the ride was over, since actually the weather was a lot like it is today, real rainy off and on.
Yeah.
And I mentioned to her how I was kind of surprised they didn't spend more time on safety procedures, because I had just gotten back from orders, and the unit that I'm in uses the equipment that replaced those.
Oh.
And one of the reasons why they were replaced was because of how easy they capsized.
You know, someone called earlier and was trying to explain, TJ, that these sit very low in the water. And yes, if you look at the screenshots of that boat as it is struggling, it is way low down. And one of the first thoughts I had was, okay, do they normally sit that low, or is it that low because it's taking on water? I don't know the answer to that, but they do sit low, apparently.
Yes. Actually, the ones that we use now, we do have things on the side that we can take out, and it is literally inches away from the water surface. But even the equipment you use now, they're called Larks. They have sensors that when you start taking on water, it lets you know. And to even be a part of the crew, you have to be a second-class swim qual.
Can you tell me about the canopy, TJ? Because it appears, based on one eyewitness account, that the canopy that would have freed them from this tomb was not taken off until the boat was going down or was already underwater.
Yeah, the ones we use now don't even have canopies. So that's not even an option. But when we were on the ride a few years ago, I don't even remember there being an option for it to come off. And I actually remember saying that to the wife, too, is, you know, if we're under something with a canopy, the last thing you want to do is grab a life preserver, because it's just going to glue to the top of it.
Yeah. TJ, thank you for the call. You guys have known so much more about this than we all have, and we do look to you for answers today. And so I appreciate all of your calls. Just sit tight, Kelly, Scott, Sam. We have had a full board all day long. And I know a lot of people are getting in their cars after a long week. It is Friday. We'll talk about Festivus Friday when we come back. I always struggle with whether or not we do that on days like today. Let's go to your 4 p.m. keyword to cash. It is JAM, J-A-M, J-A-M. Text that to 72881 for your chance at $1,000. Here's Kara Markser with the news.
Happening now on KMBZ, we're learning more about one of the victims from last night's duck boat accident. That's next.
So you know that making the right hire, retaining the right hire is tough. If you are a small business owner, it's so important, but it's so hard to find the right people. Where do you post that job? You could try posting it on a job board, but do you really know who will see that? When you post your job on LinkedIn, it reaches 70% of the U.S. workforce. And unlike job boards, LinkedIn is a community that career-focused people visit every day to grow professionally and explore job opportunities. LinkedIn Jobs intelligently targets candidates based on their skills, recommendations, even how open they are to new opportunities like yours. And those are insights that are only available on the LinkedIn network. The result is your post is matched to the best people for the job. That is probably why a new hire is made every 10 seconds using LinkedIn. Right now, go to LinkedIn.com/Dana. Get $50 off your first job post. LinkedIn.com/Dana for $50 off. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, you are closer than you think.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.